Hey, this is Ben Platt, and I'm with Mikey on the Random 30.
Your eyes give life a new meaning. It's like I found the noise.
Well, you've seen him on Pitch Perfect. You're going to see him on the Dear Evan Hansen movie, which is out September 3. We're talking to him all about music. It's Ben Platt. How are you, dude?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me. How are you?
I am doing really cool. Where are you? This looks like a very special part of your house.
This is actually my parents' house. I'm sitting at my mother's. I'm over for dinner with my parents. So I'm sitting at my mother's desk where she works all day long.
What's for dinner?
I actually haven't seen it. I would imagine maybe some sort of chicken, maybe a vegetable.
Okay.
We're going to find out.
I like that. Mate, plenty of things to talk to you about, of course, with your music. And how do you make it different between acting to music? How do you separate the two?
For me, the music side of things is all about expressing my own perspective and my own experiences, my own emotions. I think as much as I love performing as an actor and as exciting as it is, you have to sort of put your own emotional life to the back and focus on becoming someone else and sharing someone else's story and getting someone else's words across. And so for me, it's a beautiful outlet to get to have after that to write my own music and share my own thoughts and experiences and purely be myself. It's a very kind of cathartic thing to do.
Do you use it as like a therapy for you as well in the general day-to-day life? Because you're quite powerful with your music and your songs. Is that what you use it for?
Well, thank you. Yes, I certainly do. Anytime there's something that I'm having trouble processing or an emotional experience or any kind of loss or breakup or, you know, euphoric, you know, love, anything that feels worthy of singing about, I certainly try to write about it and channel it that way.
You say that you communicate through music. If there was a moment, and I hope there never is, but if there was a moment where you couldn't communicate through music, how in your art, how would you communicate with your day-to-day life?
I mean, am I still allowed to just kind of talk to people and communicate that way? I would choose that. I love to talk to my friends and my family, so I would probably choose that. I also love to dance. I mean, I'm not a very good dancer, but I can move. And
but that's okay.
I love the release of that, especially with all of the COVID and the being trapped and everything. I found that dancing and moving around is a great like releaser of tension and everything.
It's good when you can dance, even if you can't dance. You just let go and just...
Yeah.
You could bust a hip, pop a valve, whatever. It could, you know, it doesn't matter.
Just throw yourself around.
Yeah. Mate, let's talk about the single Imagine. I saw you perform this on The Voice in America. Oh, my gosh. Wow. What a performance that was, man. Talk to me about the song. What is it about?
Thank you. Well, I'm in a relationship with my boyfriend, Noah, and he and I have... been together for a little while, and especially during the pandemic have fallen kind of even deeper in love. And the song for me is just about that person. Obviously for me, it's Noah, or whoever it is for you. It could be a parent, a friend, a loved one, a you know, spouse, anything. The person that makes the mundane and the ordinary feel kind of magical and that you can't really, again, imagine being without. That the person that kind of fills the day with what makes the day worth living. And it's kind of a celebration and euphoric feeling that you get from that person rather than sort of the fear of losing them or the grief of losing them. It's celebrating them while they're here.
What are you feeling when you're singing this song live? Because, I mean, what a story behind that.
I mean, especially when I performed on The Voice, that was one of the first times I got to perform since the pandemic. So I was feeling such release and joy and just... My favorite thing in the world is performing live. So getting to do that, I almost always feel just intense joy. And also, you know, I was thinking a lot about the notes because it's a pretty rangy song. So I was thinking a little bit about getting up and down from all those B flats, but mostly just pure happiness, really.
Wow. What I love when I get to talk to guests on the show about their music and their title of the song is trying to match the title and try and think, I wonder what that is about. And there's one song on your album that... I got no idea. And I mean, you try and have a bit of fun and work it out, but Childhood Bedroom, I got nothing, man. What is this about?
Well, I wrote most of the album during the pandemic. I live in New York most of the time, but I moved home to LA when it all started to live with my parents so that we could all be together with my siblings. And I was living in my childhood bedroom in the room that I grew up in. And that's kind of where the inspiration for the album came from. And then that particular song, it's sort of about when you get a feeling of anxiety, or when you feel overwhelmed by the world, or you feel kind of lost, the ability to sort of close your eyes and take yourself back to a safe space. In the case of the song, it's taking yourself back to your childhood bedroom, where you can dance freely and be yourself and feel alone and protected. And that's what that's about.
And I take it that's, you know, like you said, with all the music, we've got I Want to Love You, Leave My Mind, Dance With You. That'd be a good one for you that can't dance. But are they all the same, the style of the same thing, mate, where you're trying to share the story of different parts through, I guess, the pandemic and even with your relationship and with your family?
Totally. It's a lot about, you know, my current relationship, about past relationships. A few of the songs are about kind of grappling with where I'm at in terms of being caught between my teenage self and my youth, and then now becoming sort of a fully adult, almost 30-year-old person, and feeling kind of trapped between those two things. And just, just anything that hopefully it's a nice snapshot of just where I'm at as a person.
I love that. The new album is called Reverie. Did I pronounce that right?
Absolutely.
Yes, right. I nailed that. And I thought, I have no idea what this means. I'm going to Google this. And it says a state of being pleasantly lost in one's thought, a daydream. A bit of a romantic kind.
A little bit. Yeah. For me, it's about, you know, especially during the pandemic, we couldn't really physically escape at all. We had to be stuck in these mundane, kind of ordinary, repetitive locations. And so the music gave me such an opportunity to be transported somewhere else and kind of get lost and forget where I was. Yeah. And I loved that experience, and I wanted to kind of encapsulate that in the title. And so there you go.
I love that. The music for you in the future, man. Tell me about what you would like to see in your career of the music, and where you'd like to take it.
Well, I am going to tour at the beginning of next year in the States, which I'm very excited for, and getting to perform in some great venues and in sort of some bigger spaces. And I would hopefully foresee getting to perform overseas, perhaps in Australia, perhaps in Europe at some point, and get to bring my music elsewhere. And other than that, just continuing to write and allow myself to evolve and not get too trapped in any kind of expectation or style that I think is maybe expected of me, but allow myself to just continue to make what feels right.
And how do you balance it out? Like, if you wanted to do that and achieve that with your music to, say, your acting side, how do you kind of balance the workload out to be refreshed and in mind to be able to write music and sing music and then to go and act?
Absolutely. I think in an ideal world, it suits me the best to work very diligently on something music related and create a project, and then sort of leave that and go work as an actor or have other experiences and accrue other life experiences so that I can then go and write about those and express those in the music. I think if I was doing music too consistently, I might not have sort of fully rounded enough thoughts to create more songs. I think it's the idea of going away from it and living a life and then returning is what's worked best for me.
Wow. When you go to your tour, and we hope to get you here in Australia, well, I mean, not at the moment, we're a bit of in trouble at the moment, but when that opportunity happens, do you get behind the creative part of your tour, like the stage presence, because of your acting side of it as well and what you've seen on set? So do you bring that to your shows?
Absolutely. Yes. I came up in musical theater, and that's my biggest background is from musical theater. And so very passionate about curating a really meaningful evening and making sure that the show flows right and that it's emotional and fun and theatrical and looks like a good visual expression of what the music sounds like. So certainly I try to be as involved as I can with the really talented guys who actually create the look and the show.
That's very cool, man. Well, we are going to put up all the details about the album Reverie. It's out right now. Make sure you check out Imagine. The voice version is absolutely outstanding. Ben Platt, thanks so much for hanging, man.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.